So welcome everyone. We look into chapter 3 of how AI is getting used in e-commerce. In this chapter, what we'll try to do is we'll try to focus on the customer service and see how AI is working with the customer service. So we'll cover, there are two ways in customer service which today AI is very popular. One is to have a 24/7 customer support by having chatbots and virtual assistant. The second is automating the email responses. So organizations get a lot of emails, and how do you automate it and respond it better, and that way reduce the people required, at the same time improve the quality of response, and also have some traces and remembrance sentiment analysis. As we go along, we'll understand why this becomes critical as more and more email starts coming in. So let's again revisit what's AI. So AI is transforming customer service by automating the interactions that is taking place between customer and the organization. It's trying to predict the needs and thereby offer personalized experience to fulfill the needs. So in short, it's automating the interactions. It's trying to predict what is the next set of interaction that is required, and thereby trying to personalize the responses to improve the customer satisfaction. So why this is important? Because in a very competitive market that we operate today, support is very critical. And you can have a better support with technologies like chatbots, virtual assistant, and the machine learning behind it is leading this change. What does AI do? It enhances speed, makes it more accurate, and personalizes in the customer interactions. And by doing that, it enables the business to deliver a very engaging experience, at the same time try to reduce cost. So if the volumes go up, the cost definitely comes down with the technology. And the advantage of using technology is that the organization is able to adapt quickly to customer demands and market trends. And thereby, you also increase customer satisfaction. And if the customer satisfaction is increasing, your loyalty towards the brand, the customer's loyalty towards the brand increases. And that helps you to have a sustainable business growth. So companies are using AI-powered chatbots to streamline customer service across multiple channels. So what can chatbots do? Chatbots can greet customers. It can answer customer queries by accessing the knowledge base articles of the product or services for which it is made. It also is able to guide the customer to the business process. So if someone were to ask, how do I make the payment? Or how do I ask for refund? The chatbot is able to guide the customer at the right page, right place, and also say what is expected, and thereby customer can get his work done very quickly. In areas where it requires external field technicians for service requests, like my AC is not working, can you send someone to fix the AC? The chatbot can look at the area where you stay, the field technician that is close to that area, check for your convenient time, and accordingly block the calendar of that field technician, and thereby again help you improve the customer service and satisfaction. And because you are able to, the AI is able to do that, or the chatbot is able to do that, the routing complexities of who will be where, how they will reach, what time will be convenient, AI calculates all this and thereby tries to optimize the same as well, reducing in cost and less friction. And all this it does within seconds. So really acting like a virtual assistant, which is tailored to meet the customer needs. So it is able to do that because it can automatically access all the relevant information like your purchase detail, tracking number, your guarantee, warranty, cards, the duration, and so on and so forth, and answer the queries effectively. And because you are able to meet the customer's expectation, obviously the customer satisfaction will go up and the customer feel very happy about all this. Now, as it is machine, it is going to be up and running 24/7. And more importantly, previously you would have to write complex queries or ask in a certain way. But with the advent of NLP, as we discussed in the other chapter, the natural language processing, you are able to answer, understand and answer the customer in the same common language in which it is getting asked, thereby again making it very effective for customer to interact with the chatbot. More importantly, it offers instant, contextually relevant solutions and you don't need a human to verify it. Also, what happens is a bot can handle multiple conversations simultaneously, while a human being could never do that. And therefore, all the customers feel that they have been attended individually and very quickly. Advanced chatbots can also, depending on the tone, tenor of the customer voice or the language which they are using, understand their emotions and thereby adapt their responses so that the customer feels that the bot has an empathy towards it and is able to relate to them. And because of this, they get their sentiments quickly in order. They are able to react positively and the conversation ends in a very positive note. Now, you may ask the question, what are the common tasks a chatbot can do? So obviously, there are some very apparent ones, which is it can answer your questions, frequently asked questions. It can help you with your searches. It can update you with your order status. It can do basic troubleshooting of what you're asking or what you've purchased. And thereby, all these benefits and the features are used by e-commerce company. So they have bots for automated responses. So quickly, the bots will be able to say what is the shipping returns, what are the product details. They are able to track the order at the real-time basis, and therefore, because they have access to the order management system and respond to the customer. They can also help in product recommendations. So going forward, we'll also see what are the product recommendation engines, which using AI, you make it better. So you use the same and give the customer what the product recommendations are there. In an e-com, which is in the hospitality or in the travel business, it can assist with travel, hospitality bookings and reservations by just a click of a button. Also, what happens is you can collect the feedback from the customer using virtual bots, chat bots, a virtual assistant, and thereby you get immediate instant response of what customer has felt about the transactions, about the UI, about the speed, and about the overall feeling that the customer has. Now, with so much benefit, obviously, all e-com companies use this and they leverage this technology for personalized support, intelligent routing, and a combination of both by putting the right questions, right routing to the right person. They automate the issue resolution as much as they can. Routine questions, once they have understood, or the bots themselves, the AI engine themselves understand, the answers are ready-made. And thereby, simple things like order tracking, returns of my order, refund queries are handled by the bots, thereby reducing human workload. Another feature of chatbot is that it can start looking at predictive analysis. And with predictives, is able to understand the customer, the order, the product, and see what kind of queries may come if the customer calls, and thereby be ready with an answer before the customer asks. Now, that itself brings a lot of potential areas and a lot of common feedbacks and common benefits which the bot is able to provide. More importantly, you can also have multilingual support in the bot, and therefore you can serve customers across various geographies, speaking different languages, but the purpose is the same. So you avoid having multilingual teams, because the bot is able to take care of it. What are the other things that the e-com business providers, companies are using of this technology? So they also want to get better and better with time. So they try to identify the customer using voice recognition. They also help natural conversation. So if person calls through phone or voice activated devices, many a time the customer may not even come to know that he's talking to a or she's talking to a virtual assistant or a chatbot. The technology has gone to that level. It creates knowledge database. So you already have some knowledge database with its daily interaction. It keeps adding to it. It modifies the database to make it current. And therefore, it will try to have a near real answer for any queries that get asked. It addresses the content gaps wherever required. And of course, brings the performance analytics into play. The bots also monitor metrics, like how much time did it take time to resolve the issue, what was the satisfaction rate, and thereby improve your surface efficiency scores. The chatbot is able to do that because it can integrate with various systems in the backend, like CRM, inventory management system, order management system, and so on and so forth. And this enhances the quality further. So it is able to give a better quality assurance than a normal human being would have been able to give. And because of this, it ensures the service quality and ensures the agents are trained by it and picks up the best practices. So just to give you an idea of AI into the service support, customer support area, what kind of business it is. So the global chatbot market is projected to exceed 16.7 billion by 2027. Growing at a CAGR of 26%, which itself is very fast. And leading countries which are adopting these chatbots is US with 36%, India and Germany being following it at a little lower base at 11%, or Germany at 4%. It is the report has collated and found out that 68% of the customers use chatbot for quick interaction, and out of which 86% of such customers report a very positive experience, thereby again proving that chatbots could be a way forward or a virtual assistant in one form or the other as we move forward in the business. Automated assistants manage 65% of business to consumer communications, thereby saving 11 billion in transaction cost annually. And it is estimated that by end of this year, 80 to 85% of customer interaction can be handled without human agents. Chatbots and virtual assistant are already mainstream. Other statistics from Tech Report are that a brand is using AI chatbot and adopted with 92% adoption rate, thereby showing its rising popularity. And a well-designed chatbot can handle 80% of simple user queries effectively. There are fast answers for primary reason users. Because of the fast answers are the primary reason why the users prefer a chatbot. So over 50% of the service organization plan to adopt chatbots within next 18 months. And chatbot, obviously, it's able to reduce customer cost, but more importantly, it helps in increasing the sale. At the same time, the accuracy. So where it is primarily getting used today is sales, followed quickly by customer support and then by marketing. And I think this trend will keep continuing as we go forward. What is the rate of conversions? It's given here. You can go through the same. And statistics on customers' preference. So most important is if you need to answer any of your questions by 24/7 and you are not able to find someone to answer them for you, then chatbot is preferred. Or you want a very fast reply with accuracy built in, then that's the second main reason why you go for it. And which are the industries? Surprisingly, And this is a 2023 scores, but it's very surprising. Real estate are the real ones who have actually picked this up by using it by 28%. Travel is the second one. Education field, healthcare, and finance are very distant 5% usage. So how, what is the kind of backbone the AI is using? As we already know by now, NLP is the cornerstone on which the chatbots and virtual assistants have become so powerful. And behind the NLP, there is a whole lot of machine learning that takes place. And the machine learnings improve with period of time, with more data they get. And therefore, the responses become better as they are implemented and they are used in the organization. Another important outbreak of machine learning is that you can do sentiment analysis. So depending on the conversation having through bot, whether verbal or in writing, the bots are able to understand the customer's emotion and they tailor their responses accordingly. Another thing, organizations over a period of time built a knowledge database to understand and answer a lot of things about their products and services. The chatbot or the virtual assistant is able to access this knowledge base and using this knowledge base answer the queries, and with every interaction, as we discussed, they improve. So they also improve the knowledge base or add new items in the knowledge base for further queries in case similar queries come again if it's a new one. So obviously, as we said, why it is getting used, because it is available 24/7. It has a fast response, accurate response. So that's one of the big reasons why it is getting used. And also, chatbots can handle multiple interactions simultaneously and therefore making them highly scalable. So before answering, once they have identified who's calling, they are trying to use the predictive analysis. They are looking at your data. Then with all that sentiment analysis, they are able to give you very personalized service and recommendation, again improving customer satisfaction. And if you are going to use bot and the volumes increase of your queries or the customer service requirements, then it will lower your operational cost over a period of time. Examples. In an Indian context where chatbots and virtual assistants are getting used in customer service is Flipkart. Flipkart has a chatbot which they use for 24/7 customer support. They use it to help customers track their orders, and any issue comes up, try to resolve it directly on the bot itself. And AI algorithms running behind, or the machine learning running behind, ensures that everyone gets a personalized recommendation based on the behavior of the customer. Amazon India has integrated its own service for Alexa for voice command orders and shipment tracking. Therefore, you don't even need to type anything. You can just speak with the voice. It's able to record, understand, and get you an answer. The answer can be read out as well as written depending on how you want it. And therefore, they are much ahead in terms of responses. And because they are able to access the customer database, they are able to do prediction and sentiment analysis with the voice tone tenor, they are able to address the queries in a much better way, leading to customer satisfaction. Myntra has developed a fashion assistant, which helps the customer to select outfits. So the assistant tells you, ask question about you in case it doesn't have it in database. What is your size? What kind of color do you like? Where do you want to use it? And so on and so forth. And by asking this question and mimicking a human, it is now then recommending that you should buy this type of suit or this type of sari. If you like a Western dress, then this top, this color top with this bottom. And tries to also project your image virtually and say, how would you look on screen if you wear those recommendations? And it can go right up to shoes, jewelries, accessories, and so on and so forth. Nykaa again has gone a step further where they started giving beauty consultations. So they give you a virtual try-ons to help customers visualize the products, like Myntra also tries to do. Lenskart is another e-com provider which uses AI. So obviously, Lenskart has a chatbot which answers your queries 24/7. It's available. It also gives you a personalized eyewear suggestion based on your preference and purchase history. So if you have a near reading glasses and they have a better thing, they will say, "Why don't you try this out? This will help you to save space." They came up with very innovative products because of trying to understand the customer, and using bots, they are able to do cross-selling there. And they come up with virtual try-on assistance, which helps customers select frames for their face shapes. So what does this all tell us? That AI chatbots are able to quickly identify and resolve common customer issues. So there would be cases where it is not able to respond, where it transfers it to the human agent. But in most of the cases, if it's a common issue, they are able to resolve and therefore reduce the human intervention. Second, customer feedback is collected through the AI chatbot for continuous product and service improvement. I told you how they are able to improve their products to suit it, like Lenskart example. And the AI tools also streamline operations. They enhance customer satisfaction and drive growth in the e-com sector. Swiggy uses it and the data science or machine learning behind it, and they have been able to increase their order value by 200%. They are able to tell you what kind of food you will like. Once they get that, they give you the right restaurants, they give you the right dishes based on your history, if you're a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian or a mix, on which days you have ordered veg and which days you have ordered non-veg. Once they have all this data, they are able to come up with fantastic recommendations. They also understand, would you like to order from a distant, close by branded restaurants, or a cloud kitchen is okay with you, and thereby they are able to be one step ahead of you while you're ordering. So you feel you have done the ordering. Actually, Swiggy has kind of directed you in that ordering. And because they are capturing each and everything, they generate terabytes of data weekly. And because they generate so much data, they are able to get more and more hidden patterns around it. And that's where it kind of tries to stay ahead of the game. So again, because they have all that, and in case it's not reached on time, they know you would call the customer service. But before that, they kind of alert the agent, or they give you a message what is happening. In case there's a traffic in the way, they are able to tell you there's a traffic in the way. So they reduce the calls at the call center. This we have gone through where they have helped you to order, and they provide recommendations. So their recommendation engine has become very better as the time has gone by, and they are able to pinpoint your taste and your mood and thereby take you to the right place in the right order. The other area where AI is getting used in customer service is on the email side, because whether we like it or not, email is still the main tool of exchange of information or business communication, and therefore, and with a lot of CCs being around, the volumes are huge. Everyone receives sometimes thousands of emails a day. Now, what AI is doing is it's able to read these emails, understand where it has come from, understand you as a user, check whom you have copied, what is your intent, predict your next steps, and thereby respond to you with not only the right data or the right information, but also speed up the response, and more importantly, put a language which gives you comfort in that reading. So it's a mix of machine learning, natural language processing, data analytics, and then they respond to the emails. So most importantly, in an email, the AI model tries to understand the intent of the email. And once it's able to get the intent of the email right, it generates the appropriate response. And there, after that, it handles the repetitive task very nicely. And by doing that, what happens is it frees up the human teams who can then focus on value-added work. What are the key features? So obviously, we've discussed this, that NLP, in every AI, NLP and machine learning you'll take there, it's a very high-level word. NLP can come in various forms. And machine language, you could have various routines, different routines, different way things are handled. So NLP helps. It helps in personalization. It detects your intent, categorizes it, whether it is a complaint, an inquiry, or a support request, and appropriately answers also, at the same time predicting what could be your next step and what you're looking for. So once you get the intent right, prediction becomes better, responses become far sharper, and solving the issue. Another advantage of email is multi-language support is there. Using your language which you have used in an email, the machine learning understands your sentiment, whether you are emotionally charged, you're upset, or you're okay, neutral, and wherever required, they are able to not only answer you back, but take you to a human agent for a faster escalated issues and resolutions by another set of human addressing your query. Like anything in the software world, it is able to take this data. Once the data is generated, the model keeps learning from it again and again. So there's a continuous learning around it. And thereby, the more older the data becomes, the more it starts using itself, the accuracy improves and the response time becomes better. Now, obviously, the benefits of putting an AI in an email is efficiency. Customer experience, because you are able to predict what the customer is doing, you are able to get the intent, you are able to find the sentiment, so it becomes better. Cost reduction, because you're saving a human the time to go through all emails, categorize it, find the answer, respond to it. Therefore, those humans can do a better work and only look at exception cases. So reduce the number of people required to handle it, therefore reduce the cost. It is scalable because the volumes increase, you just increase the bots around it. And it is also multilingual, so you don't need multilingual support teams. A single bot can handle different thing. And most important out of all this is the reduction in error. So you get speedy response, less error, and huge volumes it can address. That's the benefit of having this. So how do you get, how do you use it? You use it in customer support. So customer support emails, you respond in a certain way. So refunds, order tracking. You also use it in sales and marketing by automating the emails, the follow-ups, and then depending on what email open rate, close rate, what time, whatever data that I have on your preferences on emails, I utilize that and send the emails accordingly. So I can change my email content. I can change the timing of sending the email. I can change what is the call to action depending on the feedbacks that I keep getting. Internal communication. So obviously, whatever emails I receive, if I want to give it to different teams internally to look into it, if it's a complex thing for which the bot is not trained yet, I am able to classify it, segment it, and give it to the right team to solve it. And in the HR system, it is used because it is taking over, going through all the applications, comparing with the job description required, checking, putting scores around it, and then coming up with a recommendation of which students to be called for the interview. How it is getting used in India in the e-com space. So Flipkart and Amazon India use it to automate the customer queries for order tracking, returns, product information. Myntra uses it to look at availability of product, your sizing, and return. Paytm and PhonePe uses it to support you with any queries that you may have. Make My Trip, and GoAbibo uses it to assist you with your hotel bookings, travel bookings, any cancellation, check with your itinerary, and so on and so forth. In the banking space, you have HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, use it to handle customer queries for your account information, any applications you have made for loan, credit cards, or any other thing, tracking it, finding the latest status, and giving the same to you. So to summarize this chapter, obviously, like everything, AI has also played a major part in improving the customer services, and it has done it by, of course, being intelligent, providing scalable solutions, and chatbots, virtual assistant, and an email support is the three things that comes out of it. Because of an AI and automation, the organizations are able to give 24/7 service without increasing their cost too much. The AI, by analyzing the customer behavior and preferences, enhances the response and therefore increase the customer satisfaction. AI also automates email responses and generate the contextually relevant replies, and thereby improves the engagement level with the customer. And all this allows the business to handle common inquiries effectively and answer the customer in a very fast way. Most importantly, because it learns from its past interactions, the accuracy keeps on improving and it adapts to customer needs and cross-sell and upsell if required, and retain the customer for a long period of time. So with this, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.